I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a tribal college president worries about proposed changes to Pell Grants, and the Cherokee Nation's chief opposes the closure of Job Corps programs across the country. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Pell Grants send thousands of lower-income students to college each year across the country. However, proposed changes could lower that number drastically, often in the communities that need it most, like tribes. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's CJ Keene has more. President Trump recently instructed the Interior Department to look into erasing negative references to the nation's past while embracing the beauty, abundance, and grandeur of the American landscape. But as KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, a Native group worries history will be erased. The leader of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma is expressing his concern over the closure of Job Corps training centers across the country. The Cherokee Nation says it was the first tribe to operate a Job Corps in 1978, and the program currently serves around 150 students. The federal government recently announced it was pausing the Job Corps program, which helps people ages 16 through 24 with career training. In a video message on social media this week, Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. shared an update saying the pause is an outright termination of the program, adding he opposes the closure and says the tribe is working to save the program. The tribe is suspending its Job Corps operations and preparing to send residential students home on June 13th. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.